Christmas Eve at Stevie's Diner in the Bronx isn't exactly festive. The fluorescent lights flicker overhead, holiday music crackles through worn speakers, and Stella Hansen's feet ache after a double shift that's yielded pathetic tips. While her coworker Bessie dreams of a hot bath at home, Stella wonders if her apartment will even have hot water tonight. This stark contrast reveals their different realities. Bessie's well-maintained winter coat versus Stella's shoes held together with duct tape and determination. Behind Stella's financial struggles lies a common story. Her husband, Justin, is in his second year of law school, forcing her to work two jobs, waitressing and a minimum wage position at a preschool that barely utilizes her early childhood education degree. Their tiny studio apartment overflows with Justin's law books while her teaching materials gather dust. The shared dream of a better future feels increasingly distant with each month of barely scraping by. As closing time approaches, panic rises. She hasn't gotten Justin a Christmas present for their first married Christmas. Checking her phone, she finds his text about exchanging gifts at midnight. With empty pockets and stores closed, what can she possibly offer him? The engagement ring she secretly pawned 3 months ago to help pay for his textbooks is long gone. The evening shifts when Stella notices an elderly woman sitting motionless for over an hour. When she approaches, a bony hand suddenly grabs her arm, introducing Helga, a mysterious shopkeeper who appears just when Stella needs help most. Despite her coworker's warnings, Stella follows Helga's business card, desperate to find something for Justin. The falling snow feels like a good omen as she makes her way to the shop. Inside, Helga's attic contains disturbing curiosities, antiques better suited to a macabre museum. Helga shows Stella increasingly bizarre items, a wish-granting monkey's paw, and a creepy talking doll. When Helga finally presents a gleaming silver pocket watch chain, perfect for Justin's cherished watch from his late father, it seems like fate. But Stella's relief vanishes when she can't afford it. With her necklace dismissed as worthless, Helga makes a disturbing proposal. She wants Stella's blonde hair as payment. Hair grows back, Stella tells herself, ignoring her instincts. Helga's back room resembles a horror film set, dimly lit, filled with rejected merchandise, and dominated by an eerily lifelike mannequin. When she locks the door, Stella's momentary fear foreshadows the true nature of this bargain. Helga manipulates Stella expertly, suggesting vanity prevents her from giving her husband something meaningful, a calculated attack on Stella's insecurities and desire to prove her love. As Helga sections Stella's blonde hair into plaits, Stella remains seated, feeling past the point of return. With each snip, a piece of her identity falls away. When the electric razor buzzes against her protests, the power imbalance becomes clear. Helga leaves not a stylish pixie cut, but a harsh buzz cut with only peach fuzz remaining. Helga's parting words, "This is love. You sacrifice for him. He sacrifices for you," take on an ominous quality. The freezing wind against Stella's exposed scalp mirrors her emotional vulnerability, having surrendered a defining part of herself.
Stella returns to their modest, debt-burdened apartment, keeping her hat on to surprise Justin with her sacrificed hair. His warm greeting and the kitchen mess, pots with brown smears everywhere, don't diminish her determination to make their first Christmas special. The gift exchange begins hopefully. Stella's carefully wrapped package meets Justin's lukewarm reaction, and when she reveals her buzzed head, his jaw drops in shock rather than appreciation. Justin's gift, burnt, rock-hard brownies made from scratch, creates a devastating contrast. The imbalance becomes clear. She sacrificed part of her identity while he offered inedible baked goods, symbolizing their relationship's deeper problems. Their argument escalates as Stella mentally tallies her sacrifices, working two jobs for his education, living in poverty, her hair, while he gives little in return. When Justin cruelly suggests she needs therapy, something shifts. The knife on the coffee table catches her attention. her dark thought that it could silence him, maybe for good, revealing their relationship's dangerous territory. The day after Christmas, Stella returns to Helga's attic fundamentally changed. The skull on Helga's shelf creates an ominous backdrop as she removes her pap to reveal her shorn head and requests a wig. A new coldness permeates her demeanor, her suggestion of another trade carrying sinister undertones. Stella rejects blonde hair like her own, stating it's time for a change, as she selects a red wig, symbolizing not reclamation, but transformation. Her payment, Justin's pocket watch with a dark red stain she dismissively calls tomato sauce, creates a moment of terrible clarity, reflected in Helga's widened eyes. As Stella leaves quickly, noting she has quite a lot to do, we're left to fill in the horrifying blanks. Justin's fate was sealed by the knife Stella had contemplated. Her transformation from desperate wife to calculating killer is complete. The watch chain now evidence of love's destruction. The epilogue reveals Helga's inner thoughts, where hair is power takes on new meaning. By taking Stella's hair, she took her power, yet Stella reclaimed it unexpectedly. When Helga's daughter Angela calls, the final pieces align. Since her husband Sven's death, Angela has become Helga's world, and she takes pride in sacrificing everything to support her daughter's education. The revelation, Angela loves Justin, a married man, and carries his child. Helga manipulated Stella and traded the watch chain for her hair to make Angela a wig to win Justin completely, determined her grandchild would have a father. The tragic irony emerges when Angela reveals Justin had already planned to leave his wife, making Helga's manipulation unnecessary. Examining the blood-stained watch, Helga realizes her interference didn't secure her daughter's happiness, but likely caused Justin's death and transformed Stella into a killer. The Gist reveals the devastating consequences of deception in relationships. Every character practices dishonesty and suffers accordingly. Justin maintained a double life with Stella while planning a future with Angela and their unborn child. His plan to leave after Christmas shows calculated cruelty, letting Stella invest in their holiday despite his imminent departure. His burnt brownies symbolize his minimal investment in a relationship he intended to end. Helga manipulated Stella under the pretense of helping her while actually working to destroy her marriage for Angela's benefit. Her willingness to treat others as pawns ultimately backfires. Stella transforms from victim to deceiver. Her return to Helga's shop with the blood-stained watch marks her evolution into someone capable of violence and lies, her punishment being the loss of her former self to rage. The watch chain carries different meanings: sacrifice for Stella, a mere accessory for Justin, a manipulation tool for Helga, and finally, evidence of a crime. The story demonstrates no gift can replace honesty, as deceptions, driven by love, self-interest, or desperation, created an unwanted tragedy.